UN News remembers C. Martin Croker. Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. This is Pierre Forever with UN News. Atlanta, Georgia. UN News is shocked and saddened to learn of yet another notable death. This one definitely hurts right in childhood. C. Martin Croker died unexpectedly late Saturday night. He was 54. I know what you're thinking. Who in the flying hell is C. Martin Croker? And how is he notable enough for an UN News obit? Let's take you back to 1994. Bill Clinton was president. Kurt Cobain was dead. Seinfeld was the number one show on television. People were still wearing MC Hammer pants. Bart Simpson was the most popular cartoon character. But there was another cartoon making waves that year. Cartoon Network devised an offbeat cartoon for adults. They took the 1960s Hanna-Barbera action cartoon Space Ghost and reinvented him as a late-night talk show host. They asked a man named Clay Martin Croker, or C. Martin Croker, if you will, to be the lead animator. Croker had the genius idea of adding Space Ghost villains Zorak and Moltar as sidekicks, and providing their voices. By the way, George Lowe did the voice of Space Ghost. And it's a very personal death to me. My cable company finally added Cartoon Network in December of 1996. And I watched Space Ghost Coast to Coast and its spinoff Cartoon Planet religiously. Now, Cartoon Planet, by the way, was an animated sketch variety show with Space Ghost, Zorak, and another popular Space Ghost villain, Brack, voiced by Andy Merrill, who also occasionally appeared on both shows, once in a blue moon, as a live-action Space Ghost. These two shows meant a lot to me. I had never seen anything like it. Offbeat. My love for Space Ghost led me to the original 1966 cartoon, and in 1997, the original Moltar hosted Toonami. Now, I don't remember watching the shows on Toonami, per se, but I do remember the ads and promos. Man, I was probably watching Nickelodeon, Fox Kids, or Power Rangers, or The Rosie O'Donnell Show. Maybe I was still at school. Who knows? Maybe C. Martin Croker isn't notable enough for an encyclopedia article, but then again, Josh Server has one. And his most famous contributions to society were "All That, This Is All That," and a tiny role in Good Burger. C. Martin Croker might not be notable enough for an encyclopedia article, But Croker definitely deserves a news article to mark his passing. Space Ghost had to have had some effect on my burgeoning sense of humor. The show was random, bizarre, offbeat, subversive, self-deprecating, alternative, cult, trippy, and everything in between. It's quite fitting that two early Space Ghost guests, they were the first Space Ghost guests, but it was the third episode to be aired, but the first to be produced. Space Ghost's first guests, if you want to get technical, were Judy Tenuta, and I'm not making this up, Timothy Leary. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Here's to you, Clay, for being a prominent figure in my childhood. Rest in peace. This is PF Forever with our news.
Hurt the ones we love. Why, Banjo? Why? Banjo! Banjo! Banjo!